This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, Matt Cotrillo, the news director, writes half the news around here, so we appreciate all his help and hard work today. Don't forget, Outbreak Coronavirus is our clearinghouse page at WKOK.com. It's got everything you need to know. On the news line with us now, Kara C. Schultz is here. She's the Chief Advancement Officer at the Central Susquehanna Community Foundation, and Christine Orlando is a Senior Program Officer. First, Kara, thank you so much for calling in today.
Yep, thanks, Mark. Good morning.
I do appreciate that. And Christine, thank you, too, for joining us on the line today.
Thanks for having us.
Well, let's talk about the Central Susquehanna Community Foundation. Kara, I always ask you this. Often foundations may not be top of the mind for a lot of people, but really they can do so many things for so many people in different ways if they have any way they wish to reach out to the community right now or in the future.
Yeah, I mean, right now, obviously, our focus is the Disaster Relief Fund, and you know, this fund has been in place for almost 10 years, and we're really focusing on trying to let people know that going to csgiving.org and supporting this fund will really help us work with our nonprofits across the region in doing the work they're doing to help people through this pandemic. And the Disaster Relief Fund, like you said, is just one way we can support the community right now, and then any individual and family, organization, business always has the opportunity to work with us to do their charitable giving in a variety of ways, through different types of funds and donations. We're always here to work with those people in the community.
Well, and I think a lot of people wish to start a foundation. They may not even start a big one, or maybe they'd like to contribute to an existing one, but, you know, folks with just thousands of dollars, and certainly there are folks out there with hundreds of thousands of dollars that end up at their disposal at some point because of, you know, good fortune,
yep,
or fate or whatever it happens to be. They,
yeah,
can continue to reach out and make, yeah, that money work for the future. Explain that.
Sure. You know, the benefit of working with a community foundation to give donations or to establish a fund in a family's name is really what that gives the donor the opportunity to do is just focus on the types of grants they want to give back. And all of the other pieces of those charitable gifts are handled by our foundation. So all the administrative work, all the bookkeeping, if you will, there's no separate filing that the donor would have to do. So it all comes through, that is all handled by our community foundation staff. Again, just giving the donor the only work they need to do is the most important work, and that is the money going back out the door to help those people in need.
Well, and I think fewer than a half a dozen staff there, so costs are low. So donated dollars have a big impact. There's not a lot of administration that's used for this, and of course the funds are set aside initially, so they grow. Christine, talk to us about this idea of the grants that are available. If folks want to contribute to the Disaster Relief Fund, we're going to talk more about that in a moment, but let's talk about the outgoing funds. What kind of grants are available and the time frames and so on?
Yes, with this COVID-19 pandemic, we looked first to community foundations across the nation to model our approach. This is something, of course, none of us have been through before, and we knew there would be both immediate and long-term needs for our nonprofit organizations. And so this led us to the current structure that we're using, which is two grant rounds. The first has been happening over the past 2 weeks, which is to respond to immediate needs. And then the next time frame is still to be determined, but will hopefully launch within the next couple of months or at least before the end of the year to acknowledge that there will be longer term needs for all of the nonprofits across our region.
And what are some of the specific things that people may ask for? Give me an example of what a nonprofit organization or a group of individuals may seek in terms of a grant.
There is a wide range of requests that we are seeing. There are requests for immediate support to the community, such as things like food distribution across the region, other essential items like hygiene products and diapers. We're also seeing requests for operations. Most of our nonprofits run very lean with few staff members. Many are mostly volunteer. And so these organizations are reliant on donations, and they don't necessarily have many reserve funds to tap into, especially for a long period of time. So we're seeing both needs for to immediately distribute to vulnerable populations, as well as support to keep these organizations afloat and running for years to come.
All right. What are the logistics to seeking a grant? What's the process?
Well, everything is posted on our website at csgiving.org. That is for all of our grant rounds all throughout the year. The disaster relief initiatives are, of course, first and foremost right on our web page. And you can view the time frames there. You can access the applications online. And, of course, our contact information if there's any specific questions related to grants.
All right, so go to csgiving.org for more information on that. Kara, tell us about this Regional Disaster Relief Fund. We know that all of the United Ways in this broad central Pennsylvania region, and maybe all within your catchment area, are promoting this and pushing this as a great way for folks who are able to help out now to do so.
Yeah, I mean, all of our United Way on our regional committee that will be looking through all these grant applications and making decisions on funding, from Joanne Troutman, Aaron Shortledge, to Adrian, all of our United Ways are on board and part of this process. We just have great regional support, as we always do. I mean, that's one of the things with our community foundation and the region that we cover. The relationship that we have with the nonprofits across the region is just pretty incredible. They know we're there to do this type of work to support what they do and the people that they serve. So this is just another opportunity for all of us to come together like we have and do what we can to support this disaster and the impact it's having. So everybody that's on this committee, they are the frontline nonprofits and the people that really know and feel what's going on, and can really help us make the biggest impact with the dollars we have right now to give.
Well, you've seen some of the funding come in for the disaster relief fund since the pandemic. Tell us about that, and I guess just express your feeling when you see donations coming in for the pandemic disaster relief fund.
You know, we've been having this conversation, and this is really tough when we see this. We have around $300,000 right now in our disaster relief fund to give, and Christine can talk a little bit more about this too. But when you see more than 80 applications come in from our nonprofits across the region, and they're asking for more than double of what we have to give, it really just says so much. So this is, you know, where we're at right now is reaching out to those in the community that can give. This has impacted so many people, and so many people cannot help right now. They're looking for help themselves. So we're reaching out. If anybody is in the position who can donate and make a gift to the Disaster Relief Fund, please know we will make sure the needs in the community will be met by your dollars. We're not taking any fees on these donations that are coming in. It'll go directly back out. So it's just it says a lot, you know, when you receive double the request of what you have to give, and we want to be able to meet all those needs out there.
And Christine, you've seen some of these applications come in from the United Ways. Give me an example of what a United Way may ask for from the Disaster Relief Fund.
We actually haven't had applications from our United Ways. Our United Ways have partnered with us and are serving on our advisory committee, but we are receiving applications from all different types of community action agencies, small community-based nonprofits, and also the larger regional nonprofits as well.
All right, so those are the, and what would be an ask? Additional food or additional funding or something for PPE? We hear about that. What are some of the asks so as people get an idea what this may fund?
Okay, so we have seen, like I said, a wide variety of requests based on the structure of the organization. But you might have an organization who's asking for support for their few staff members who are losing paychecks during this time. We are also seeing many requests for immediate direct support to the community, so in the form of food distribution or other types of essential living items that are being distributed. And one other request that we're seeing are the changes of people working remotely due to the pandemic. So people are now forced to offer their programming, whether it's therapy or childhood education, medical care even, through online and remote. So the additional technology costs that these small nonprofits are incurring to change their practice to comply with all of the social distancing, et cetera.
All right, well, let's wrap up with Kara. Kara, please make a pitch for folks to consider contributing to these great endeavors.
Yeah, thanks to everybody, too, that has already given. Thanks to our donors, our fund holders, and, you know, our board and staff. So thanks to everyone who's already supported it. And if you can, again, we're here to help any donor of any size to go to csgiving.org. There's a very easy way to donate online. It's quick and easy. So you can visit csgiving.org, and the donations that we receive from here on out, we will be going out with another grant round. We know this is not just short-term impact, it's long-term. So the dollars we continue to raise for this will help us meet all these different phases as a result of COVID. So please, if you can, we are a great way to give right now, and we will use your money the best way we can to support all these nonprofits and the people in our community. csgiving.org.
And what's the telephone? Thank you. What's the telephone number there?
570-752-3930.
All right. Yeah, you're going to get some folks in our audience who do not use the interweb. So that's 570-752-3930. Kara and Christine, thank you both so much for checking in today. We'll check back in with you in a couple of weeks. We'll see how what's coming in, what's going out, and make a pitch for folks to consider foundations. It's a great way to make their money really reach out. Thank you both so much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I do appreciate that. That is Kara C. Schultz, Chief Advancement Officer for the Central Susquehanna Community Foundation, and Christine Orlando, Senior Program Officer from the foundation, csgiving.org or 570-752-3930.